Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the band $11 Life and their forthcoming album, Shatter the Silence. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. It's not quite easy to put your finger on the music of $11 Life. In some cases it rocks, in others it grooves, and sometimes it just swings. The sound of $11 Life is like a musical melting pot, and their forthcoming album, Shatter the Silence, is definitely going to be a release to keep your ears and eyes open for in the coming year. I had a chance to speak with the band's leader, Brian Prey, about the formation of the band, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From the CD, Shatter the Silence, here is $11 Life with Wisconsin.
Go!
From their album Shatter the Silence, that was $11 Life with Wisconsin. Visit the band at their official website, www.11dollarlife.com. I had a chance to speak with Brian Prey of $11 Life over the phone. Here's how it went. Well, with the band's CD out for everybody to hear, how do you feel about the end result?
You know, we are so happy. This is a CD 7 years in the making. We had a number of EPs before this, but this is the first time we were able to really bring together the songs that we wrote back in the day, along with some of the new songs that we wrote within the last couple of years or so. And I really feel like it's a really great retrospective of the band as a whole.
And when you say it was 7 years in the making, does that include the time that you've released EPs? Have you released EPs in the interim, or?
Yeah, we've released two different EPs, actually. Well, three, technically. One was sort of an unofficial release by an old studio of ours that had some extra tracks laying around. Not that we minded. I mean, at this level, it's all about exposure. You know, we really just wanted to get the music out there for people to hear. But this was the first time we really pulled out all the stops, went to a great studio, Dracic, here in Chicago, and worked with a really great engineer, and he really pushed us to kind of pull together the best music we could.
I see. And why 7 years?
Sorry. You know how it is in the indie music, you know? Our lineup shifted a lot. Myself and Chad Wines, the guitarist, are two of the original members of the band. Mark G came in a little later with keys, and then Kyle Vovotis and Eli DeMay came along later. And it took us a while to really find the right lineup and the right energy to really be able to put out a quality disc. You know, we probably could have tried it before here, and honestly, that's probably what those EPs were attempts to kind of get out in the market. But, I really feel like we had to kind of get to this point in order to be able to release this album.
I see. And how does this current lineup feel to you?
I feel so good. You know, we've been blessed with a lot of great musicians in our past. We've worked with some really amazing people. But, you know, every time you gain a key element of the band, the dynamic shifts. And it's funny because, you know, songs that we wrote 6 years ago with a completely different lineup are almost completely revamped when you bring in new musicians. They bring their own flavor and their own sound. And it's amazing how much you simultaneously miss the old sound, and yet you're completely marveled by the fact that you're blown away by what this new guy can do. So I really feel like I'm happy with this lineup, and you know, I'm hoping it sticks around for a time.
I see. And what were the reasons for the changes in the lineup? You know,
just life got in the way. You know, our bassist got married and moved to Florida. One of our drummers got married and moved out to the suburbs. I guess you could say marriage got in the way of a lot of our lineups.
I see. And talk about how music began for you.
For me personally, I've been a singer for a very, very long time. I'm kind of a musically retarded when it comes to instruments, so I can't play anything. I've tried numerous times to learn guitar or keys or violin or you know, hand drums or something. But really, music, vocal singing, was really always my forte. I've been singing since I was a kid. You know, for me, I decided a while ago that if I wasn't going to be able to learn an instrument, then I would treat my voice as much like a versatile instrument as I could, and try to do as many different things with it as I could, and try to play around with rhythm as much as I could as well.
I see. And did that involve any sort of, you know, formal training at all, or was it just all instinctual?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I've actually got a master's degree in performing arts, went to a couple of different performing arts schools, one for undergrad and one for grad school. It's actually the reason I wound up moving to Chicago, where I met Chad, who's always been a gifted guitar player. Mark and Kyle, our drummer, both have musical training, and actually our bassist, Eli, is actually currently in college as a music major. So I think we're all at varying levels of music education, I would say.
Before the establishment of this band, was there like a succession of bands for you, or...?
Yeah, actually, it's kind of an odd story. My folks were with the Foreign Service, so I lived overseas for a long time. I actually started my first band when I was living as a teenager in Brazil, and it was great. It was an amazing experience. I found a bunch of American kids from the embassy. We were all influenced by the, you know, the early 90s rock that was happening at the time, and we all wanted to kind of make a mark. So we made a, you know, your typical high school garage rock band. And they ate it up down there because we spoke English for one thing, and they loved almost all things American down there. So we sang in English, we spoke English, and we dressed like, you know, Seattle grunge rockers. So they thought that was amazing. We had a band called The Misconceptions that wound up selling, you know, three different albums down there.
And talk about the genesis of this band. How did it start?
It started like a lot of bands in Chicago started. I answered an ad in the Chicago Reader, which is a great indie newspaper around here, especially for the arts. And I was just finishing up grad school. I was just starting to think that maybe it was time to start looking around for a new project. And I thought, rather than stay in theater and film, which is what I've been doing for a while, maybe I wanted to go back and try and get into music again. And at that exact time, as it would have it, Chad and the original bass were looking for a new singer. They had just booted the singer beforehand. And they were going through round after round of auditions, and they had pretty much given up. And this was their last basic chance to try and see if they could find somebody. So they threw out this last ad. I answered it. It was one of, five or six different bands that I answered and auditioned for. And this was the one that really stuck. Something popped for me with this band. There was something about Chad's writing ability and the early band's music that was different from anything I'd heard out there. And it suited my voice particularly well, because I think I've always kind of had like a 70s disco star like stuck in me and in this like mid 90s body,
And I mean, one of the things that sort of sets this CD apart is all the sounds that you guys go through. So yeah. Talk about how that comes about. Is it one guy likes jazz, one guy likes this, and you guys just bring it together, or is it a conscientious thing?
It's a mix of moods. We all have varying influences. We all are influenced by a variety of music. Some of us lean more towards one thing. Some of us lean more towards another. But almost always, it seems to be whatever mood we're in, that's what we write for. And usually, what I always find with our best songs that we write, I think, is that I always know they're going to be a good song if Chad writes two chords together and then writes two portions of the song together, and I don't think they're going to work. My first impression is, that sucks, that's horrible, that's never going to work together. Then my other side of my brain goes, actually, that's what you say every time, and that's how you know the song's going to be good. And you're right. I mean, our influences are all over the board, which makes it kind of hard to classify us. Sorry about that. My phone's vibrating there. It makes it kind of hard to classify us, and I never exactly know how people are going to take us, but we've had such great response. People have been so supportive of our sound, the varying influences that we have, and invariably, they wind up liking a lot of what we do.
Visit the band at their official website, $11 From their album Shatter the Silence, here is $11 Life with Suitcase.
guarantee my sanity or my humanity gonna be sacrificed. This is my excuse to get lost in the crowd. This is my excuse to get lost in a crowd. And even if I could take it, even if I could take it all back, even if I could take it, even if I could take it all back, even if I could take it, even if I could take it all back, even if I could take it all back, I take it all back, I take it all back, no, I take it all back, I take it all back, no, I take it all back, I take it all back, no.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush will return in just a moment.
Sometimes I call my mind.
Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Jane Badler, and her intoxicating forthcoming CD, Tears Again, featuring the band Sir. This time around, Jane gets down and dirty as only the legendary sci-fi vixen can, with a sinewy collection of edgy, witty songs that take the listener on a journey through that disaster area called romantic love. With tracks such as Four Corners, Men Who Lie, and I Don't Trust Women, and the slinky first single, The Wrong People, love and life never sounded more chaotic, or this sexy. Jane Badler, Tears Again, Rockwired's Artist of the Month. Visit Jane at myspace.com/JaneBadler.
Sometimes I wonder why I just don't.
Coming soon to Rockwired.com, a show that will change the way you think about the music industry. Rockwired Media presents Rock and Trade Weekly Report, a show all about the business of rock and roll. Join us as we profile some of the top entrepreneurs in the industry and shine a light on the issues facing music making today. The Rock and Trade Weekly Report, coming in January to Rockwired.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to Rockwired Radio Profiles, right here at Rockwired.com. Today we've been giving it up for the eclectic sound of $11 Life and their forthcoming album, Shatter the Silence. Rockwired had a chance to speak with the band's frontman, Brian Prey, regarding the formation of the band and the synthesis of their sound. Here's how the rest of the interview went. Talk about each of your bandmates in this current lineup. Tell me who they are and what it is you think each of them brings to the table, not just musically, but personality-wise, that makes it work.
Absolutely. Hey, just for a warning, too, I'm parking my car right now, so there I may get a little noisy here for a quick
That's
second.
Fine.
All right, so... Oh, sorry. Hold on. I just got cut off by a Hummer. All right. all right, so the first guy... Chad Wines is the first guy I met. He's one of the most gifted guitarists I've ever met in my entire life. It's hard to describe, really, what a great guitarist can do for you. You know, it influences you in ways that you don't even realize. So Chad, he's one of the most gifted guitarists I've ever known, for one thing. He continually surprises me with his natural ability to just find the right chord, to find the right combination that will invariably kind of give him, you know, the riff that turns a song into a song. Mark, the keyboardist, believe it or not, when we first started auditioning, I really didn't think I wanted a keyboardist in the band. You know, I'd had keyboardists in the band before, and it changes the sound so fundamentally that I just wasn't sure I was ready for something like that. But he's amazing. He changes our sound, but he changes it for the better. And he gives it so much of a great bass line underneath of it, so much of a support mechanism, that it really does give our songs a lot of body. And then Kyle, we've never had a drummer that has contributed so much to the band. He's got great instincts musically. In the studio, he was a constant source of small details and small additions that we never would have thought of on our own. That every time he'd pull something up, he'd be invariably right. You know, we'd listen to it after he'd changed something, and we'd say, you know what, that's exactly what needed to happen right there. And then lastly, Eli. He's the newest addition to the band, and his energy is awesome. He's a little younger than us, but he's so in depth in his music, because he's in the middle of music right now. He's so passionate about it that he'll try anything. And he'll take a lot of risks on stage that, that maybe more comfortable bassists wouldn't take. It's this crazy lineup. I mean, it's being the energy that we have on stage right now is probably the best we've ever had in the last 7 years.
And with that being said, explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process within the band. How do you guys go about it?
It's kind of very organic, really. I write all the lyrics now. We had one or two songs back in the day that were kind of a combination, but the lyrics for me always come secondary. The process for us is almost always that Chad writes the line. It's usually some idea that he's kind of kicking around in his head, and he's had various versions of it going back and forth. And he'll tweak it and he'll play with it until he comes up with what he thinks is a pretty good lick for a part of the song. Then he puts it together with something else, and like I said, almost always when he combines the two parts together, I invariably wind up saying, this sounds horrible, I don't think this is going to turn into a song at all. But somehow he just makes it work. And as soon as he hits it, as soon as he finds that right combination, it immediately sparks the lyrics. And I'll try to write about whatever's going on in my life at that moment, plus whatever the song can feel. And that's always been very important. That's always been really, really important to me, is only writing that I feel are honest, you know, only writing that I feel I can get behind and that I can stand up for. It bugs me personally, just as an artist, when I hear songs with bands that have lyrics, and I can tell right off the bat they've never experienced that, they don't really think that way, and it's basically just they're spouting out lyrics because either because they rhyme or because it was just easy, you know. And I just told myself I wasn't going to do that. I was going to take the extra time, throw out a lot of stuff, and really take as much time as it took to try and write lyrics that actually meant something to me. And I feel like I've been successful. I'm really highly critical of my own stuff, and I'm really highly critical of our stuff. But when I go back and I listen to some of these songs, there's a lot of them that I listen to, I'm like, yeah, that is what I was trying to say with this. So I'm hoping that people interpret it like that.
What songs off the album resonate for you the most personally, and why?
There's so many good songs on that album. I think we really took a long time to pick the best of the best. Ironically, one of the songs that resonates the highest for me is one that's going to wind up being a bonus track. There's a song called Dissolute that we wrote a while ago while Chad and I were at our thinnest as a band. It was just me and him, and because we didn't have a full rhythm section or anything, we were just going around playing any open mic, any acoustic gig that we could possibly get. So we wound up playing a lot of really awful gigs. We wound up playing coffee houses and not that there's necessarily anything wrong with them, but these were pretty awful gigs. Pizzerias, and it was a challenging time. And one thing we kept getting frustrated by is we would show up at these open mic, some contests and things like that, but these open mics where we'd get a lot of like folk singers and things like that, and people that were trying to make their music, I think, more than it was supposed to be. And I know that's kind of a hard thing to say as a writer myself, and I take my own music seriously, but we wrote this song because I wanted people to understand that this song that I'm writing right now is not supposed to be meant to save you. It's not supposed to be, more than just a song to entertain. If I'm lucky, then it touches something within you, but if it didn't, then that's okay. It's still created, it's still art, and it's still something that I made. So I'd say probably that song means the most to me out of all of them. Although there's a lot of other ones. The leading track, Wisconsin, was a really important one to me. I've always been influenced by protest songs. I've just never really had enough to protest about, I guess, coming from a fairly decent lifestyle and a privileged background, comparatively, to really protest about. And I didn't want to be, a protester who was protesting things he didn't justify. But I felt like with that song, it was the closest I've come to one yet, mainly because I think it just kind of encapsulated how I feel people are feeling right now in our climate. They're frustrated by things. They're frustrated by the economy and the lack of jobs, and they're frustrated by politics, but they really don't know what to do about it. They don't have a constructive outlet anymore. They can protest if they want to, but the majority of them aren't going to. They can reach to their friends, but the majority of them are not going to go any further than that, but there's still all that frustration. So I tried to pull that together in one song as best I could.
Describe the reaction that the band's been getting from live shows.
It's been great. It's been amazing. It's surprising. We started out, a long time ago, playing ice cold rooms in the middle of January to two people, And one thing that I noticed really early on that was really encouraging with this band is that when we'd show up at a gig and we had a small draw, but the band behind us had a big draw, and all their people were back at the back bar getting drinks, talking to their friends and whatnot, we'd start playing and they would stop talking. They'd stop ordering drinks. They'd stop, you know, doing whatever they were doing, and they'd turn around and they'd look at us, and then they'd kind of come close to the stage, and before the end of the set, we'd have them dancing and moving around. And that meant to me that we were doing something right. We were having some kind of chord with these people that was unexpected, but that they were... And now it's getting to this point where it's just amazing. People showing up to gigs, I don't even know who they are anymore. You know, I'm just looking out into the crowd and I don't recognize half of the people. And that's such a great feeling. It means that these people on their own will heard something, are now going that extra effort and are now going that extra mile to come out to these gigs and to come out and watch us play. And I think we owe it to them as a band to try and make sure they have the best time possible so that they don't walk away thinking, damn, you know, I took a big chance and this band let me down. You know, I want them walking away going, that was an amazing find. How have I never known about this band before? So we've been getting great response. I couldn't possibly ask for better audiences. And our fans who have been loyal to us have been loyal to the end. They'll come out to the most ridiculous gigs we play just to support us. And that means the world to us.
Visit the band at their official website, www.$11life.com. From their forthcoming album, Shatter the Silence, here is $11 Life once more with Relief. That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Brian Prey of $11 Life and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. Visit the band at their official website, www.$11life.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.